Triple M.
Triple M.
Triple M. Hear it online at triplem.com.au.
And now on your iPhone or mobile.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, today, coming to you live on the Triple M Worldwide Network, on bass, Santo Chalaro, on drums, Sam Pang, and on a very big synthesizer, Tom Gleisner. So jump on board the Five Ring Express. It's time for the Rush Hour, going for gold.
That's right. As the man said, the rush hour going for gold. And with me is Mr. Sam Pang. How are you, Sam?
Hello, Santa. Do you think with the rush hour going for gold, how do you still, yes. Still happy with that name?
Going for silver, perhaps? Is that
just happy to finish fourth?
The rush hour. I'd be happy with a PB.
The rush hour London 2012, don't worry, it's almost over. And the rush hour stuff this, let's just talk footy.
We've got a big show coming up today. We've got comedian Dave Thornton coming in, Nathan Brown, he's going to be talking Brownie. AFL, Tommy's quiz. Plus, I'll be saying Eaton Dorney a lot, mostly in combination with the expression alcohol-fueled rampage.
I can't wait.
The Rush Hour. We're just happy to be on the team bus.
It's the Rush Hour, going for gold on 105.1 Triple M. JB and Bill are in London, so in for the next week and a bit now is Santo Chalaro and Sam Pang.
We may be going for gold, but I'm not sure about our teams. They're over there. So, I love going to my London 2012 Grandstand Sport website.
Oh, yeah, because the headlines.
You hear the headline? You really do?
Yeah, really.
Silver Fox, bronzed Aussies, missile goes down, pedals, no medals, sharks bitten. Yeah. I'm presuming that's the water polo. So close. I think that's the rowing. Sore loser, that could be anybody.
Yeah.
I think that was about Josh Booth. But really.
Another day of disappointment. Would that be fair to say?
Yet another day of disappointment, I would say. I mean, look, really. We're almost at the end of week one. We're 16th on the medal table. One gold, seven silver, three bronze. Now, I'm glad this is not golf because we'd be in danger of missing the cut, I reckon. Don't you reckon in the second week?
Is there a mercy rule at the Olympics? Do we have to finish? Do we have to stay for the whole 2 weeks? Okay. I would say this. Yeah, the medal tally. Where are we on the medal tally?
16th.
16th, ahead of New Zealand, behind Michael Phelps. That's mildly embarrassing, but... Susie O'Neill came out, though, and said regarding our swimmers that the work ethic in the lead up to the games may not have been what it should.
Well,
can you believe that?
Well, I can believe that. And it's interesting. She's allowed to say it. She worked hard when she was swimming 10 years ago, whatever. And she said, I think it was Scott Volkers went over to the Chinese sort of swim team and said that they're working very hard. And she talked about how you need a little bit of talent and a lot of hard work.
She seems to be the only one prepared to say anything mildly negative, of course, because if you listen to that swimming coach Nugent, we've won 15 gold, according to him.
He said, I've been reading his press release. Lee Nugent, head coach, he'll be conducting a post-mortem after the games, but he preferred not to call it a post-mortem, and it's an evaluation. Yes, right. It's an evaluation of a dead body.
Which is a post-mortem.
That's a post-mortem.
I think it is a sad state of affairs when the only thing I'm looking forward to over the weekend is us in the sailing. Which we are really...
We almost stuffed up. Should we talk about Josh Booth now?
Well, speaking of
disasters.
Yeah, that is he's
he was in the men's eight.
Yep.
12 hours after they lost, he was out in the town, allegedly drunk and disorderly. I won't use the expression alcohol-fueled rampage. Australian officials say that Booth apparently took out his disappointment on three shop fronts in the village of Egham in Surrey. Now, when Marcos Baghdatis got disappointed, he took it out on five rackets. This guy took it out on three shop fronts.
I like the shop owner. He recognised Booth as an Olympian because... he was wearing his green and gold uniform. Is there anything more Australian than that? That after being knocked out of the Olympics, he was out. He was blind drunk, and he grabbed a kebab in your team tracksuit.
At 1 a.m.
At 1 a.m. in your team.
I had an inkling that something was not right at the post race presentations when the medalists they got their national anthems and Australia got "You're going home" in the back of a minivan. That's when I started worrying.
Can I just say to wrap this up? The official statement statement from the chef de mission, Nick Green, was this.
He's the guy that cooks for everybody.
Yes. Yeah. he's the one who said this about Josh Booth. He was detained by the police last night for damage to a shopfront. He was then taken to a police station where he fainted. Fainted in inverted commas. I don't know why. While he was there, he hit his head at the police station, taken to the hospital for precautions. Then he has to go back to the police station tomorrow where the police will investigate the matter further. That was from the official statement from Chef de Mission Nick Green. I preferred the official statement from Mehmet Gurupumar, who was the owner of the kebab shop. He said this.
He wasn't drunk yet.
He wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
The Rush Hour, going for gold, 105.1, Triple M, Sato Chilaur and Sam Pang.
Yes, thanks, Higo. During the break, we had the phone, the switchboard lit up, and we had a fax as well, just saying, we forgot to play this. Update.
That's what this is.
That's right, it's a London update. It's a lupdate. So.
Well, there's nothing much to lupdate.
No.
We haven't got, I guess, let's start with the good news.
Yeah.
Jessica Fox.
In the kayaks.
She's only 18. She capsized in her first ride. She came back big time and a nickname was born.
The Silver Fox.
She did well. So she got a silver medal for her efforts.
Can I just say, magnificent breeding, though, with the young Jessica. Her mother was a bronze medalist in Atlanta.
The bronze fox.
Yeah, the
although bronze, she wouldn't have been a fox at that time.
The bronze fox, I think, is the character on The Shire. and the dad was a world champion.
Yeah.
Although, isn't it funny, a world champion, dual world champion, but no medals.
No medals.
A bit awkward at the table, wouldn't it? You've got two Olympic medalists and dad.
Hey, where
you're washing
you?
Up tonight, mate.
The Hockey Roos defeated the USA 1-0. That was a gutsy win by our Hockey Roos. They weren't not our Kookaburras, our Hockey Roos.
It was a nail biter. I almost wish I watched it.
the Boomers 81-61 over China. Did you watch the basketball at all?
Yeah, we were good. We were good. I enjoy watching the. If you can, if the Channel 9 will just show a US, the Dream Team would be amazing. And then speaking of the Mercy Rule, they are on a tear that. That is one to watch out for the rest of the Olympics. I just wanted to make a mention of Michael Phelps, if I can, Santa. Yeah, first male swimmer to win the same event at three successive Olympics. It was in the 200-meter individual medley. That's his 16th gold medal in all competition over the last 3 years. I would say this, though, because he's won it in – I think he competes. He gives himself the best chance. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a statement of the obvious. But if you're competing in the butterfly, the freestyle, the backstroke, the breaststroke, relays – and the weightlifting, you're more of a chance of winning medals than he does it all.
You reckon so that's a form of cheating, are you saying?
I'm saying he's a cheat.
So he's cheating his way to the top.
Give someone else a go, Phelps.
I just want to congratulate our own JB here for his commentary when the men's lightweight four, they were rowing. And about halfway through, they were coming second. He said, they could not be better placed. Well, I thought, well, they could be ahead.
When someone says
they could not be better placed, guaranteed they will not finish in the top three, which is exactly what happened.
While we're on commentary too, I've just got the great Ray Warren before the 50-meter freestyle last night. Mm-hmm. He just gave a little nod to the task he had in front of him when they were at the blocks, and he just said, this race, almost impossible to call. He gave himself an out, which I think is good.
I want to congratulate Lyndall Oatley, who came 15th in the equestrian. The dressage last night? Have you been watching the dressage?
I missed it. I'm sorry.
It's all the tricky bits now. You know when the horses do the crisscrossing of the legs, and they like this, do their little stagger backwards and the stagger forwards, and they do their little spinning around in circles. They learnt those from Josh Booth, apparently. Sam. I was going to say, the dressage.
Yes.
Is it a sporting event or is it something they cut out of the opening ceremony? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Just before we go, I've got another one.
Okay, yeah,
We've just got a report here from the Rowing Federation, the Australian Rowing Federation, about Josh Booth. Apparently in the last 2 years they say he's specialised in the men's eights, the coxless fours, and now he's moving into the legless singles.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple A.
Traffic.
It's the Rush Hour, going for gold, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, 105.1 Triple M, Santo Chilara and Sam Pang.
And it's our great pleasure to introduce Tom Gleisner.
Thank you very much, Santo. And
it doesn't get any worse. Wait a minute. Don't just start, Tom.
You can't just start. I've got to get you in the back door,
I'm sorry.
I've got to get you right music. There he is. Can't just sneak in.
That's what we like.
That was. Look, guys, 6 days in and you can feel our collective team confidence just starting to ebb a little. I think a giveaway is the number of athletes being interviewed before their event who start talking about Rio 2016. You know,
all the ones that are just saying, yeah, no, look, you know what? I'm just here to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's great being with the team
that's the atmosphere. That's what the missile said after his last effort. He said, I wanted to go out there tonight and have fun. It's good to just have a swim where I relaxed and enjoyed it. That's not an international swim meet. That's a weekend at Phillip Island.
Exactly. Go to the beach, my friend.
Or a night out with Joss Booth. It's the same thing.
So no, I share your fascination with our own JB and his wonderful optimism at the rowing commentary, where he'll just talk anything up. I think it was the women's eight the other night. This was the quote: "Aussie girls doing well. Just got to stay with the field and mount something in the second half." In other words, stop now.
They're out of touch.
It's all over.
There's a fine line between commentating and barracking.
Yeah, and JB straddles it beautifully. Obviously, as you mentioned, the breaking story, our rower Josh Booth, who was arrested last night on charges of criminal damage after a night out celebrating, I think coming last in their actual event. Mm-hmm. Now, we can confirm Josh Booth has just released a statement. No, sorry, that was not Josh. Josh actually said... Thank you. Just got to clarify that.
Can we take away that intro music that we gave him?
I'm not sure that we can. It's too late.
I've lost that one. Aussie swimmer Christian Springer scored.
Springer.
How do you say it?
Springer.
Springer. He got a silver in the 100-metre breaststroke.
He was robbed.
He was robbed because footage has emerged revealing that the actual winner, South Africa's Cameron Vandenberg, performed. What did he perform, Santo?
He kicked too many times underwater.
Illegal.
You're only allowed one.
Illegal dolphin kicks. Now, they don't have underwater cameras, but they do have microphones. I don't know whether you could just get that there, but I think you've lost a few points.
The medal tally is looking
pretty going down.
You know who's listening to this? The shop owner is actually listening to this segment. He just wants to make a comment about Tom's performance so far.
He was a drunk, yeah.
Not drunk. Wow. I was not drunk. I was watching the equestrian.
Okay.
And we are back into the dressage section.
Yes.
And it is really hard to take a sport seriously. Most sports, you expect the winners to kind of fist pump at the end. In this sport, you doff your top hat.
And you wave your gloved hand towards the crowd, and you give your horse a little bit of a pat.
And then you adjust your tie.
Exactly.
You know, it's one of the few sports where you wear a tie.
Where else would you see someone perform a trot on the spot? And thank goodness for Lucinda Green, the expert commentator on Nine, she explains all the technical details. For example, in the trot on the spot, the horse's hind legs should move in a circle, preferably dinner plate-sized, but certainly no bigger than a dustbin lid. And we're looking for a lovely elastic movement, aren't we all? Now, Lucinda does a lot of commentary throughout the year at horse riding events, and she's always so beautifully spoken and mannered, although... I did hear this last night, and have a careful listen.
Painted black. Maybe he was black when he was a foal. They often come out a different colour to what they then turn into a few months later, because he's a nice bright red bay. Oh, shit. So.
We'll move on. Yeah. Who
Did
knows
really
what happened? What happened?
Unless she was describing what happened.
Yes,
because that does happen a lot in the equestrian.
Possibly do take place. One to leave you on the shooting. Our very own Russell Mark, unfortunately, has failed to qualify for the final of the double trap. The veteran shooter conceded it was his eyesight that cost him a medal chance.
Yeah.
Mark shot three rounds of 43, 41, and 44, as well as a passing seagull, two officials, and his own left foot finished well down the ladder.
Thank you very much, Tom. We've got, Nathan Brown to join us shortly. It's the Rush Hour, going for gold on Triple M. I couldn't help myself. It's the Rush Hour, going for gold, 105.1 at Triple M. Sam Pang, Santa Chilara, Tom Gleisner is here as well.
Yes, thanks, Higo. And I'll tell you who else is here to talk a little bit of AFL, the former star of the Western Bulldogs and the Richmond Football Club, Nathan Brown.
Hello, Nathan. How are you?
Thanks, boys.
And, he's host of Dead Set Legends, 10 till 12 on a Saturday.
It's a lot better intro than I get from Bill and Jim, because normally I walk in here and just get abused and all sorts of swear words and... things about my body and all that sort of stuff. So it's nice to have some nice people around.
Yeah. Oh, mate, it's great.
It'll come,
in,
don't
yeah.
worry. It's an absolutely blockbuster round of footy this weekend. Shall we start with Greater Western Sydney versus Port Adelaide?
Yeah, it's a ripper, that one,
it's
isn't
a ripper.
It? That's the one you love to get calling. There's so many highlights for that one.
Or maybe we go straight to Melbourne versus the Suns.
It's another good one.
Tonight, Hawthorn versus Geelong, that is going to be a beauty. What do you reckon, Nathan?
Yeah, that's a game of the round, isn't it? Now, I think Hawthorn are going to win because Geelong have been playing really well the last couple of weeks, even with Buddy Franklin out. I don't see many weaknesses for the Hawks at the moment. They win the ball in the middle, they win at the back end, and they kick goals, and no one can stop them at the moment, and even with our Buddy.
They've got a coach who'll get really upset if they lose as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's a sign of how well you're going when there's stories in the paper today just kind of questioning whether they'll be able to fit Buddy back in?
It's amazing, yeah, isn't it? The best player in the competition. Oh, yeah. How can we fit him back in? Where are we going to put him? Just amazing
anywhere
stuff.
Anywhere he wants?
Yeah, anywhere he wants. You can play full back, Buddy, and he can still probably kick 10.
Imagine that.
Interesting season because we're getting down towards the finals now, and this time last year we were talking about the team that manages its team best will
yep.
win. You know, Geelong were doing pretty well, and Collingwood had a few problems with players out and being reported and stuff. And this year, no one's really got that luxury, so it's a slightly different kettle of fish.
It certainly is, and Hawthorn have been up for the last 6 or 7 weeks, so... In theory, they've got to be up for another 6 or 7 weeks. That's 14-week stretch they've got to be up for. So it's whoever times their run well, and key injuries to key players will be the difference in the end.
We were discussing this earlier in the week, Nathan. Do you think, I know, obviously, first week of the Olympics, do you think that it's actually been a quiet week in AFL, or our attention's just gone to the Olympics? Is anything happening at all?
Well, I reckon the media try and dig up stuff in AFL. So AFL is the number one ticket in town. What can we talk about it? How can we talk about it? All of a sudden, they don't have to talk about it. So there's no stories around. I mean, half the stories come from Twitter, or half the stories come from players twittering about something they shouldn't. So during the week, it's been pretty quiet, and all the focus has been on the Olympics and the Aussie guys burning down kebab stands.
Allegedly.
I guess the only issue that happened earlier in the week is obviously Brock McLean talking about the tank. And
yep.
I guess it's reared its head in the Olympics as well. I mean, there were eight competitors from South Korea, China,
yeah,
and
eight.
Indonesia.
Badminton, yep.
They're badminton. They were disqualified for trying to lose.
Yep.
Now, what are your thoughts on that? Having, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, when Richmond played, who was it that
oh, we laid down a lot. We played Melbourne. It was one of those games where the loser was going to get the better pick. And definitely that day, it felt like Melbourne, after the game, when you discuss it and you analyse it, that there was players played out of position. I was playing full forward, and Paul Johnson, the ruckman, who's got the turning circle, the Queen Mary, he was assigned to me at one stage. So it was a bit strange, but you can see why clubs do it, because having those draft picks are gold. You see clubs now like Richmond, who got, you know, 4 or 5 number one picks doing well, Carlton, 4 or 5 number one picks, and definitely Collingwood going back to 2005, they got Pendlebury and Daisy Thomas in the first 5 picks. And
I think that's important. We should probably have a closer look at Lee Nugent, the Australian swimming coach, maybe just swimming these people out of position and make sure they're in the right events.
But I didn't think they should have disqualified those Chinese and the South Koreans, because I reckon they'd already done the hard work. They'd qualified to get into the finals and they didn't want to meet certain people. So it wasn't as if they were throwing it. I suspect
strategic.
It was strategic. And these people have, they're not happy about it. And overnight, huge story has broken out that the Great Britain rider in their gold medal pursuit, was it the pursuit team?
Yeah, he intentionally crashed.
Yes, I did see that. Intentionally crashed so they could get up and have another go and then eventually got through.
There's just these little loopholes in sport, I suppose, that teams and individuals are going to find.
Sam, have you ever stooped? Have you done anything to achieve a greater goal?
Well, look, there was a little incident when I was a member of the Spanish Paralympic basketball team a couple of years ago. But other than that, I did once to get a drink card at a nightclub. I once pretended I was Ando.
Seriously, I did. So, Nathan, Arne, if you're listening,
Nathan,
there's about...
Have you got anything to fess up with? Because I'm going to fess up with something soon.
Well, towards the end of my career, I was, all the backmen I was playing on, I was sort of falsing them into a false sense of security that I was slowing down and I couldn't play anymore. And, I was going to, in the last quarter, come out and kick a heap of goals, but it just turned out that I was so bad in the last couple of years that I wasn't getting anywhere near the footy.
So that was the end of that.
That's why that Melbourne coach put that ruckman on you, mate. He was actually a good matchup.
Yeah, I couldn't even get a kick on him.
What would you confess?
Do you know what I did in 1998 at the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup in France? I went to I was in awe of the Brazilian soccer team, so I went there and they said they were going to choose a group of people to go and meet Zico, one of my sporting heroes. I pretended to be disabled.
Oh.
I'll do that when I leave the pub.
That's as low as I get.
What are you talking? It's like a limp?
I'm talking a limp. I was thinking of drooling even, but yeah. I did. I stopped at
that
point.
That would be overdoing it.
That would be overdoing it.
Oh, my goodness.
That is, well, Nathan Brown from Collingwood goes out and pretends that he's me to pick up girls.
Nathan, thanks for coming in. Have a great weekend. Are you calling the footy at all?
Yeah. Collingwood St Kilda tomorrow night. It's going to be a cracking game. And Carlton Sydney on Sunday.
Make sure if Collingwood lose, say the umpires hate them. You've got to say that, okay?
Have a good weekend.
Thanks for coming in.
That's Jack White. I'm Shaken. It's the new rock on 105.1 at Triple M as we do the rush hour going for gold. Sam Panga, Sando Chilara, and Tom Gleisner here.
Tom's here. What have we been? what are some of the other sports we've been watching? Like, because I've been glued to the gymnastics.
The floor or the vault?
Called the artistic gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
I love artistic gymnastics.
Does it involve a ribbon is what I'm asking.
Not yet. I think they do that later.
Sort of ball?
Yeah, no, not yet. No. They don't do the ball one
a
yet.
A leotard's involved.
Well, this is the thing. I actually didn't realise it actually made...
I don't think he was paying a lot of attention, Sam.
The Barbie doll outfits, I didn't realise they came that big. Right. So what is that material? Yeah. Is it crepe? Is it cellophane? What are their clothes made of?
Some sort of weird lycra, isn't it?
And
when it comes to gymnastics, though, I've just got a point I'd like to make. It seems as though I can't tell the difference between all the twists and all the turns and all the jumps and all that. Isn't it just you have to nail the landing?
Yeah, it's all about the landing.
Just don't fall on your ass.
Yeah, so question is this. For 4 years, why don't you just practice your landing?
Yes. Good idea. You should be head coach.
Sam.
There'll be no postmortems at the end of that one.
Exactly. Wasting your time here. I'm just surprised.
I really am surprised that the mums let them put so much makeup on.
That's part of the competition. you get judged on eyebrows and your landing. There was drama at the velodrome. Is that the correct expression?
There's always drama at the velodrome.
Cycling's just one of those sports. Once they go indoors, it always gets a little bit heated. The Chinese team actually won... And then they were actually finished their victory lap when they found out they'd been disqualified for, wait for it, an illegal lane change. Now, this is not the time to start making jokes about Asian drivers. Or actually, probably, would they lost their medal, would they also have lost demerit points? That's one maybe we can...
What are you going to say next time, that they actually did the competition in a rickshaw?
You've been reading my notes.
What about you, Sam? Table tennis. I know that you're a big table tennis
fan. Smooth throw. I watched a little bit. Mm-hmm. Seemed fine. Seemed fine.
Because there was a disqualification. I think the Chinese girl.
Yep.
You can stop there, Tom.
I am.
she got red carded for throwing the. She was throwing the ball backwards, and you have to throw it at least 16 centimetres. So she got red carded for a tricky serve.
She got red carded for that, and she also got red carded because her opponent protested that she was going for the corners all the time. You're not allowed to go for the edges all the time. There's got to be a level of sportsmanship where you have a bit of a rally.
Give him a chance.
It's all happening.
Betstar. Think you know your sport? Then bet on it with Betstar.
We are about to talk to Alan Iskander from Betstar. Alan, are you there?
I am here.
There you are.
What have you been eating, mate?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so what are people putting their money on in the football this weekend?
So we've got obviously the blockbuster tonight. Hawthorn take on Geelong. The punters seem to think that the Kennett curse is over. All the money's been for the Hawks. They've been $1.33 into $1.30. Geelong have been drifting. They're out to $3.67. And the line in that game is 25.5 points. And I think it's actually going to keep increasing. Like I said, all the money's for the Hawks. I wouldn't be surprised if the line got bigger than that before jump. Over in the West on Saturday afternoon, we've got the local derby between Freo and West Coast. Freo have been $2.60 out to $2.75. West Coast have been backed in $1.50 into $1.47. And the line there is 17.5. And the other good game for the weekend is Sunday afternoon at Etihad Stadium. The Blue Boys, who I barrack for, got away with it last week against the Tigers. They've been backed again this week. Weight is a big in for the Blues. They've been $3 into $2.92. Sydney Swans are $1.42, and the line in that game is a flat 17 points.
And, Alan, can you give us anything like slightly exotic over London way?
Yeah, so we've got all our Olympic markets. There's heaps of them. So you've got to probably go to our website at betstar.com.au to see them. We've got the Opals playing tonight. They take on Russia. They're favourites as well. They're $1.42 favourite Australia. Russia at $2.90. There's a bet there, the line there of a flat five.
Right.
We've got the men's team pursuit. Great Britain dominate that market at $1.10. Australia at $4.50. Anna Mears is racing with cycling tonight. She is $2.55. And favourite in that market. Like I said, there's just so many markets in the Olympics, so probably easiest just to jump on our website.
Yeah, and if you jump on your website next, Alan, you might want to just check. I know Michael Phelps is pretty good, but you've got him favourite for the Brownlow at the moment, so you might want to just check that out, mate.
He's just taking everything in front of him. We just thought he'd be some sneaky chance.
Alan, thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks very much, guys.
Coming to you live on the Triple M Worldwide Network. It's time for the Rush Hour, Going for Gold.
Yes, thanks. It's going to be another big hour of the Rush Hour, Going for Gold. Santo, what's coming up this hour?
Dave Thornton's going to drop in.
Yes, a very funny man. Tom's Quiz
is
back again. 5 days in a row
I'm
now.
I'm going to beat you today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to beat you.
Now, can I just say, New Zealand won their first gold medal last night.
I saw it. Exciting. In the rowing. Sensational.
And what have we got?
We've got a phone call. We're going to be talking to our New Zealand Triple M affiliate, or Triple UM,
yep.
In affiliate. So we'll be calling. His name is Ewan McEwen. It is. His name's Ewan McEwen.
Yeah, we might have built it up too much.
That's all coming up on Rush Hour, Going for Gold, the second big hour.
It's a Rush Hour, Going for Gold, 105.1 Triple M, while JB and Bill are in London. We've got Santo Chilaro, Tom Glasner, Sam Pang with us.
Yes, thanks, Higo. And now we're joined by stand-up comedian, a man who you may know from The Project, from Agony Uncles, and I know for a fact he's the new darling of Channel 9 with a role in House Husbands. I don't know. Have you seen that? They haven't shown, they've hardly ever shown any.
I haven't seen a promo for House Husbands. Not at all.
Apparently Big Brother's coming too, but I don't really know. Please welcome Dave Thornton.
Yeah.
G'day, Dave.
Luckily, they didn't get me to do the shuffle like they did in Big Brother, so luckily I dodged that bullet.
Really? Is Big Brother coming back, is it?
Yeah.
I haven't heard.
Yeah. It's
really?
Yeah.
And you're in the house as well, by the way, so good luck with that.
They're sneaking it in, Santa. Sneaking it in.
Dave, like the rest of the country, have you had your eyes glued to the screen for the last week?
Yeah, it's Sportopia. The main story, though, that James Booth, the rower in the, what was it, the eight?
Yes, the men's eight.
He's in the eight, men's eight.
Men's eight. And then topped that with about, 18 tequilas by the sounds of things and really had a good night out.
How else would you celebrate coming last? That's what he was out and about. If you are just joining us and you hadn't heard the news, Josh Booth is in a lot of trouble.
But the thing is, he got in trouble at the Egham Charcoal Grill. It's just at 1 o'clock.
Have you ever seen the bills there, Santa? It is incredible. I mean, how shocking is it to hear an Australian got really loose in London? How strange. What an anomaly. You very rarely see that.
Here's the tricky thing, though. Surely at the Village now, you've got like half the athletes have finished and are kind of, it's party time, and the other half are still...
Haven't even started. Track and field guys.
How would you be if you've got a bunch of beach volleyballers next door to you wanting to party and you're going, no, I've got to focus on the discus. it's a weird mix, isn't
Well,
it?
A friend of mine was competing in the last Olympics at Beijing and he told me exactly that at like the food stand for all the athletes. At one end, you've got your protein shakes and you're working through all, you know, and having your leafy greens and whatnot. And at the other end, there is just McDonald's and some kind of deep fried trough. And you can see all the marathon runners are waiting till the end of the Olympics sitting there in their boredom corner.
That'd be tough.
Well, a couple of the swimmers are there just, you know, c'est la vie. And I dare say some of the developing countries just going, who cares? This is more of a priority. I'm going to take the food.
But poor Josh, he's going to get... And it sounded like he must have been so totally gone because when they spoke to the guy who said...
He was a drunk, yeah.
He said, the guy said that he was trying to talk to him. I saw the full interview on Nine, and the guy said, I was trying to talk to him. I was asking, did you win a medal? And he said, the guy just wasn't even answering. He was in that catatonic state.
Oh, really?
He was in the catatonic state.
Well, the friend that I was referring to, I'm not mentioning his name because I don't want to throw him in deep water, but when he said last Olympics, a friend of his that he was competing with who had won a medal was so drunk out one night, he tried to pay for a rickshaw ride with his medal. That's how drunk he was. And they offered to pull him aside and say, it's not worth the silver.
That's new. It's a new development in this Olympics. They've actually put not legal tender on the medal. It's really amazing.
You do suspect it's not going to be Mad Monday. It's going to be off your face August, really, for a lot of
those guys.
Guys, well, still enjoying.
How good is it for the Australian Olympic Committee? They don't have to fly him home because I think he just gets deported.
Or he has to go with the parole officer, which is worse.
Shall we see if Dave can stick around for after the break?
Can you stick around for because there's Tom's quiz is coming up.
Oh, the infamous Gleisman quiz. Yep.
Plus more Olympics.
Don't have a house husband's promo to do, do you? You're right. Can you stick around?
Yeah, I can do it for you. It's the Rush Hour, going for gold on 105.1 at Triple M. JB and Bill are in London, so we've got Santo Chilaro and Sam Pang, Tom Gleisner. Dave Thornton is our guest at the moment.
Yes, the star of House Husbands has we've managed to just keep him
in
here.
In fact, I've just seen the promo. Excellent, really good work. It's a great premise. I reckon. What are you laughing about? I've missed in all the post-match interviews with American stars, not enough references to God.
No, that's true.
It's been very quiet. But finally, last night, I watched the gymnastics, or should I say the artistic gymnastics. Don't you love that? Just put the word artistic in front of a sport, and it's a different sport.
Mm. Artistic rugby?
The artistic weightlifting?
I missed that. It's just guys lifting up heavy ribbons. But I saw the Gabrielle Douglas. She won the gold medal. That's what she won. And this quote: God has given me this awesome and great talent, so it's a win-win situation.
What does God get out of the equation?
The glory goes up to him, right. Yeah. And the blessings fall down.
And who gets the endorsements?
It's a win-win-win situation. Okay. It's a great feeling to represent him, my coaches, and the USA.
Oh, in that order. She's
representing God.
Nice. You're right. It has been lacking. But you've been following the swimming. The Americans can do no wrong, can they?
Yeah, Ryan Lochte, who I think is leading the personal medal tally. He's got five.
He's the young up-and-comer, the 27-year-old.
Yeah, although his mother's come into bat to say that he doesn't have a relationship and he's happy just having one-night stands because he doesn't have enough time for it. Now, if your mum comes out to bat to help you to play it up. Like he's in the athlete's village going, oh, I'd love to help you out, but mum said, training's on. So
that's true. She came out and just said he's only interested in one-night stands, my
boy. She's too focused, I think.
No, he's too busy to commit to a single woman, was her quote in a magazine interview.
Too busy with other one-night stands.
I don't think you want your mum knowing that you're having one-night stands, do you?
It's the wrong person to have as your wingman.
No, well, she's not doing a wonderful job, is she?
Yeah, the high fives in the morning are a bit rich.
Coming out and high-fiving your mum.
You know how, Sunday, you're often talking about how certain sports can be improved? Yeah. I was watching the rowing, and we've all been watching a lot of swimming. Mm. But I was watching the rowing. I thought the tumble turn is a great part of swimming. Could we introduce it into the rowing course? Like, they get to the end, they've got to get out, turn the boat round, go back the other way. You see what
I'm thinking? No, I don't actually. And even if that worked, would that improve it though?
But it would make it marginally interesting, and it's a different set of skills because not only do you have to row and have all that strength, but you've got to be able to reverse park a trailer and get it onto the boat ramp and get it round again and get back up again. I'm just trying to improve sports.
All right. Well, I just want to throw one at you, Tommy and Dave and Santa. Now, it's been a dark week in badminton, true?
Yes.
The
sport has hit a new low.
Now, the one of the star Chinese badminton players, look, let's not bother with her name, has, of course, they're all found guilty of conducting oneself in a manner that is clearly detrimental to the sport, something you could accuse all of our swimmers this week too of doing. But this is her quote saying that, this is my last time competing. Goodbye, Badminton World Federation. You've broken my heart. I would say this, though. One of the advantages of retiring from the sport of badminton, you never have to play badminton again. So that's
a win-win.
It is a win-win. That's the definition of a win-win.
I wanted to congratulate the British officials in the uh, in well, the cycling officials. You know how 19-year-old, what's his name, Philip Hines, who was he was one of the team members of the men's sprint team, the one that Chris Hoy, he won his fifth Olympic gold medal. Yeah. Well, the allegation is that he fell on purpose so that they could get a restart. In the end, they got a gold medal. So it's kind of serious. Now, just in case you haven't heard what he's had to say, quote, this is when he was interviewed afterwards. We were saying if we had a bad start, we need to crash and get a restart. I just crashed. I did it on purpose to get a restart, just to have the fastest ride. I did it. So it was all planned, really. That's what he said.
Yeah.
British officials said Hines's meaning has been lost in translation.
I don't think so.
It's been lost in translation because they're saying that he used to cycle for the Germans, so he did it all with a German accent.
He's
not very good at English or he's been out drinking with Josh Booth, because that is a ridiculous thing to say.
Yeah, I'm sure even Germans know what crash means.
Yes,
the Hindenburg reiterates that.
You know? Now, Dave Thornton, the Tommy G's quiz has become an institution of this, not only this station, this country.
This state.
This state and country.
Internationally, I reckon.
Internationally. Will you stick around for it?
I will, guys. I'll try and make sure I'm sharp for it.
This is the Rush Hour going for gold on 105.1 Triple M. JB and Bill are in London. Santa Chilaro's here. Tom Gleisner and Sam Pang.
Yes, thanks, Higo. What about that song from Feeder, Santa? Who's your favourite member of Feeder?
Oh, definitely the guy at the tambourine. He's really good.
Dave Thorne is also our guest.
Get on with it.
Time for this.
Higher, stronger, faster, gooder. Yes, it's time now for the Rush Hour's Olympic Quiz.
Triple M is in no way affiliated with or officially sanctioned by the Olympic Games, its athletes, events or official partners, formally recognised by the IOC.
And here's your quizmaster, Tom Gleisner.
Now, I don't think people have been taking this quiz seriously, so today we are going to play for sheep stations. Okay, let's check our buzzer. Santo, Sam, Dave. Okay, all tuned.
Every time.
Ready to go. In what sport would one make an Ishenko entry? Sam first.
Equestrian.
Incorrect. Santo.
I'm no mucking around diving.
Incorrect. Dave, free hit.
Is sushi train a sport? That's not a sport, is it?
Close enough. Gymnastics, in fact, the vaulting in particular. What is
Is there an exit as well? Is there an Ishenko?
That's when you just land, I guess. It's called gravity. What is Olympic legend turned BBC commentator Ian Thorpe being criticised for by the UK press? Santo.
His Scottish accent?
Incorrect. Anyone?
Is it for talking about himself too much?
That's taken as read with Thorpe.
Free hit.
Free hit. Free hit.
His fashion.
His fashion. He's getting around in very strange sort of argyle knit cardigans.
Apparently he's on the broadcast wearing those high-tech suits from Beijing still.
A little old. All right.
Really? With pearls?
Yeah.
What was Australian swimmer Alicia Coutts doing yesterday when she got the call to say she'd been selected for the 4x200-metre freestyle relay? Dave, got to go in harder than that, Dave.
Sorry. Hey, whoa. Wasn't she paying for Josh Booth's bail? Was that the right one?
Could be.
Incorrect. Anyone?
She was listening to music.
No, she was having a massage.
Oh.
That's going to make you tense up a little bit, isn't it? Can you get down to the pool? You're competing. All right. What will be happening in Hyde Park this Saturday night? Santo.
Ryan Lochte will be being distracted from his training.
That will be happening at the Village, I suspect. Dave or Sam?
I think there'll be Paul McCartney will be doing a concert.
No, in fact, it's the start of the women's triathlon. Oh. Kicks off our time Saturday, Hyde Park.
Good luck to them all.
Good luck to the ladies. Triathlon, swim, ride, run. What is different about the bike leg of the triathlon this year? Dave.
Will Bradley Wiggins just be heckling drunken off the side?
That is different, but incorrect.
I'd like to see it done on a unicycle.
It's not going to happen. It's normally 40 kilometres. This time it's 43
kilometres. Oh, my God.
That could make all the difference.
It's an outrage.
Listen, that Euro crisis is affecting everyone, isn't it?
Listen carefully. I want you to name this sport.
As we move to that soil, 2.5 lap point, the journey swings out of the way.
Anyone?
Swings out the way.
Artistic weightlifting?
No, I do know this. Kayak.
Did you hear the sound of rushing water at any point?
They said the word gate.
Sam, it's yours, buddy.
That's diving.
That is, in fact, men's cycling, the Kieran event. Who would know? Obviously none of you.
Yeah.
Name the most recent Aussie athlete to burst into tears after losing their event.
There's so many to choose from.
There was actually one last night, and it was unusual.
Anamears?
No, Santo. No. It was in a sport you don't normally expect the competitors, male in this case, to burst into tears. Jai Opetaia in the boxing.
Oh, when he because they reckon he was robbed by the refs.
He was robbed, so he had a little bit of a cry. What did Aussie boxer Ibrahim Bala call his opponent?
Here you go.
He was a drunk, yeah.
No? Incorrect, Santo. Dave or Sam?
Ooh, mate.
No idea.
He didn't call him mate. He called him, wait for this, a coward.
You can't unsay that, can you?
That is hurtful. It's out there. It's in the quiz. What has commentator Susie O'Neill said that our Olympic swimming team lack? Santo.
Gold medals.
Incorrect.
Actually, it's kind of
true, but you didn't say it.
I'll give him a point.
Silver and bronze medals.
It was, in fact, a work ethic, apparently, we lack.
Actually broke that story at the start of the last hour and I've already forgotten. That's great.
I like how she said, too. She goes, everyone has, like, one part's talent, four parts work ethic. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like it, and one part's tarragon.
And mixed with a vinaigrette dressing. All right, what has Russian President Vladimir Putin come to London to see? That was a close one. Sam?
No, I didn't.
The Grenadiers.
No.
Can I go out on a limb and say the Olympics?
Yes, you're close. Here you go, that's a point. Okay. Half a point. He's come to see the judo. He's a big martial arts nut.
Oh,
did you not know this?
Well, I see photos of that. The alpha dog just dressed in his kit.
He loves judo. That's how he actually rose to power in that country, Tommy.
With Dragos when he was fighting Rocky.
That's the one.
All right, one last question. Let me see what we'll go with. All right, this is a tough one. Spell Dutch swimmer Renomi Kromer with Jojo's surname. Santo.
G-O.
G-O. Here you go, give us a score.
Oh, wow. Well, Dave, half a point.
It rhymes.
Yeah, it was. Half a point for Dave. Sam with 1 point. Santo with 1 point. Actually,
it's a tie. Cool.
We're going to have to have a tiebreaker.
We're going to go to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Tiebreaker. Can we do that? All right, okay.
Sam and Santo, get ready on your
buzzer. Okay, which is upcoming? Okay, name three upcoming TV shows Channel 9 have been promoting every night. Dave, come on, dive in.
Oh, House Husbands have been doing some fantastic work there on Channel 9.
That's one. Anyone else?
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
I was going to go Underbelly Badness, but the one I'm looking forward to is the one on Tony Mockbell, Underbelly Baldness.
I think Santo.
Congratulations, Santo. What's he won, Tom? Anything?
A night out with the Australian men's rowing team.
Yeah.
BYO tracks.
Hey, here you go. Yes. Just a big thanks to Dave Thornton. Thank you very much.
He was a drunk,
Thanks for having me in. It's the Rush Hour, going for gold, 105.1 Triple M. JB and Bill are in London. So for this week and next week, we've got Santo Chilara, Sam Pang, Tom Gleisner is here.
Thanks, Hugo. And how exciting was it for our friends across the ditch yesterday? New Zealand's first gold medal in the men's double sculls. It was a great finish. They finished all over the top of Italy. And
are they ahead of us now on the medals table?
No, not quite. They've got one gold, but we've got more silver and bronze. Excellent. Ha ha ha! What we've done is we put a phone call through to our Triple M affiliates in New Zealand, Auckland, where their sports commentator Ewan McEwan has agreed to take our call. Are you there, Ewan?
This is a call I've been waiting to get. You must be cringing across the Dutch.
We are slightly envious. Now tell us, what...
I'm not in Auckland, I'm actually in London.
You're in London? Even
in
better.
New Zealand Olympic Committee headquarters. It's the pug and whistle. Elephant and castle, but the celebrations. We had to ballot the Spates Lager.
That's wonderful. You're across an even bigger ditch. And tell us, is the atmosphere, I mean, tell, is
the
it...
The atmosphere of the rowing was electric. The skulls of the skulls. I mean, the skull of skulls was just incredible. And the boy from Puckton... And the boy from Invercargill, a South Lander. Oh, my God. They must have been on the edge of their milk crates.
Ewan, where does this sit in New Zealand history?
Oh, Sam. That's a toughie. I mean, you've got names that, you know, every school kid around the world knows. Hamish Carter, Caroline and Georgina Evers Swindle, Rob Waddle. I mean, but if I had to do it, I would put it in the top 10 and knock out Lorraine Muller's bronze.
Ewan, we'd like to know, what actually is the secret to New Zealand's preparation to these Olympics? Because we've had a shocker here in Australia.
Noticed. No, it was so cold and windy at the course. But see the conditions that we love. I mean, I was wearing my jacket from the Sochi Olympics from 2 years away. It was freezing. But that's the what. Have you been to Picton?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, you'd be blown back to Australia. Have you been down for Cargill in the middle of a winter? Oh, you don't want to be a Magnuson there. I mean, the only times you hear Magnusons in Invercargill is when they're backpacking the Milford Track. Oh, they're soft. But yeah, not your Cowans and your Sutherlands. Oh, no, that's why they grow the ultra-fine wool down there. It's tough. But it Ewan, was absolute. When they cross the bubble line, I mean, what a mess.
Ewan, what will the celebrations be like?
Look, Sam, you get carried away with these things, yeah. But I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say that when they do the parade down Invercargill, there will literally be hundreds of people there.
Hundreds?
If not a thousand.
No. Wow, that's big.
I mean, that's a gold medal factory down there in the Southland. I mean, Russell Coutts from Dunedin. I mean, I could go on.
You could go on, couldn't you? Look, what other Kiwis should we look out for? Because, you know, we look out for our
what
own.
A list. Have you got a pen?
I'll get one.
You've got John Paul Tobin in the one surfing. Yeah. I mean, imagine if he pulls off the cover of the front page of the Whakatane Beacon. I mean, it'd just be Valerie Adams. I don't need to tell you about Valerie Adams,
no.
But I put Sarah Walker on the BMX, Lisa Carrington. Oh, the canoeing. I'm sure Channel 9 will be covering the canoeing.
So it's going to be a big...
I'll tell you what, I've heard a word that Peter Jackson is planning a trilogy.
Oh, is he really?
Well, look, I don't know. Have they got a Cox in it? No, they don't. So they maybe don't. Only two films.
Ewan, look, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an exciting day for you, and all the very best for the next week, and we really wish you all the very best. Thank you so much.
Oh,
Ewan,
you must be cringing.
We are cringing.
Give us another call.
So Rush Hour going for goal, 105.1, Triple M, Sam Pang, Santo Chilaro, Tom Gleisner.
Oh, Sam, how good is Bush? The sound of winter.
It's great, isn't it?
It's great.
They're awesome.
Tom, do you like him?
Excellent.
Excellent band. You know what? It's interesting. We've got to the end of the show. We've got to the end of the week.
Who would have thought?
It's been an amazing week, really, when you looking back, taking stock. What an education, all the sport. And
so many lessons.
So many lessons that we've learned. So I'd like to introduce a segment called What We've Learned. Sam, what have you learned from the Olympics this weekend?
Well, I've learned that the trot on the spot is a move in the equestrian and not a nightclub in London.
Well, you know what I've learned? I've learned that in archery, those big things that the archers hold with bits sticking out in all directions are actually the bows.
Who knew? I've learned that giving a lecture on responsible drinking to a group of Australian rowers might possibly be considered a waste of time.
Great lesson.
I've learned that if you plan on getting drunk and trashing a kebab shop after your event, don't wear your Olympic uniform.
Yeah.
Don't. I've learned that Ranomi Kromo Wijojo is not an ancient martial art, but a Dutch gold medalist from last night's 100-meter freestyle.
I've learned that your Olympic Games aren't going well when all you've got to look forward to in the second week is Sally Pearson and the sailing. That's what I've learned.
I've learned that Coles is the official supermarket of the Olympic Games.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you? Well, I'm looking forward to the next ad. Down, down, medals are down.
You know, one of the downsides, guys,
I've learned this last thing, Tom. I've learned never to ask my brother how he thought the show was going.
Really? What did he say?
He said he wanted more Higo.
Oh, wow.
I've learned that.
He was a drunk, yeah.
Just quickly, obviously, we've all been focused on the Olympics this week, so we've missed out on a lot of great TV. For those of you who've maybe missed a lot of non-Olympic TV, this is what you have missed.
Previously on The Amazing Race Australia.
Good evening. Welcome to Late Line. I'm Tony Jones.
He said, I want your knickers around your ankles.
What a day tonight.
I'm in a way.
This is The Force.
How about instead you just give me the cause of death so I can move on with my day?
They're not going to get away with murder.
Oh, it's been an amazing week, gentlemen. We will see you at 4 o'clock Monday afternoon, the Rush Hour, going for gold on 105.1 Triple M.